Trump said killing has stopped in Iran after violent protest crackdown. I carried my wife's body for an hour and a half. BBC hears stories of protesters killed in Iran. Zelensky declares energy emergency as biting cold persists. Denmark warns of fundamental disagreement after White House talks on Greenland. It was terrifying. Residents describe carnage after Thai train crash kills 32. ICE agent shoots. Minneapolis man in the leg. U.S. launches phase two of Gaza peace plan with new technocratic government. X to stop Grok AI from undressing images of real people after backlash. Labubu toy manufacturer exploited workers, labor group claims, appropriate and unambiguous. White House defends Trump over middle finger gesture. Thekler, Swiss regions ban pyrotechnics after ski bar fire. FBI searches home of Washington Post reporter in classified documents probes Starlink reportedly made free in Iran. But protesters are taking huge risks by using it. Amateur stuns world's best to win a $1 min. Melbourne, Uganda election chief says he had threats over results. Declaration lay open ticket draw for 2028 Olympics, with seats starting at 28K. Doll pop drum do between Japan and South Korea's leaders caps off. Summit talks Labubu toy manufacturer exploited workers, labor group claims. Tehran morgue videos show the brutality of Iran's crackdown on protesters. Why two Canadian provinces are in a spat over Crown Royal whiskey. Dubai chocolate-inspired dessert takes South Korea by storm. No power or water, and nice 19 degrees C. Kyiv seeks relief from Russian strikes and cold. Canada's Mark Carney faces delicate balancing act in China visit. Grim scene. BBC on site after crane collapses on train in Thailand. Trump vows very strong action if Iran executes protesters. What message do Greenlanders have for Trump? Now there's the threat of executions in Iran. Mortuary videos show how deadly Iran crackdown has become. Watch, moments skier and dog swept along by avalanche. China says Carney's Beijing visit key to rebooting ties. Gold prices slip from record highs as Trump cools Iran. Fed concerns. Oil prices plunge 3% after five-day surge as Trump downplays Iran escalation. U.S. Justice Department seeks to block California limits on oil wells near schools, hospitals. Trump says no critical minerals tariffs for now, will seek overseas supplies. U.S. oil prices dip more than $1 as Trump remarks reduce fears about Iran. Exclusive, Chevron expected to receive expanded Venezuela license from U.S. this week. Sources say Trump signs bill allowing whole milk back in school meals. U.S. judge to rule Thursday on Equinor challenge to Trump offshore wind pause. Oil prices drop as Trump signals de-escalation in Iran crisis. TSMC smashes forecasts with record profit as it rides AI boom. Sanofi receives China approval for Mycorzo and Redemplo drugs. Coinbase CEO opposes major U.S. crypto bill, clouding regulatory outlook. Saks Global obtains U.S. court approval for $400 million in rescue financing. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.4%. TSMC Q4 profit jumps 35% to record, beats expectations. TSMC Q4 profit up more than expected on AI demand, sees much higher capex in 2026. Australia stocks higher at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 up 0.47 cent. Australian Rio Tinto raises concern, sever merits of potential Glencore deal. Microsoft in record deal for soil carbon credits as data center surge. Japan's wholesale inflation's lows in December. Strong U.S. retail sales in November showcase economy's resilience. U.S. healthcare spending soars to over $5 trillion in 2024. U.S. business inventories increase again in October. Unexpected rise in EIA crude oil inventories signals weaker demand. Business inventories hold steady, defying expectations for slowdown. U.S. current account deficit contracts sharply in the third quarter. U.S. producer prices increased marginally, but core shows bigger growth. Oil drops as Trump calms Iran fears, tech stocks slide in Asia.